stood close to the grave room. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. But he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. My master left me, because 3 days agone I fell sick. The maiden of faith invasion upon the south of Purifice, upon the coast which belonged to Judah, upon the south of Caleb. We burned Ziklag with fire. David said to him, canst thou bring me down to this country? And he said, the young man said to David, swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this country. And when he had brought David down, behold, they, that is the Amalekites, were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from twilight even in the evening of the next day. There escaped not a man, save 400 young men, who rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. David rescued his two wives. There was nothing like them to him, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and herds that they buried before those other cattle and said, this is David's spoil. This belongs to me. And all of them live for a prison. That's right. Our Lord and our God, we call upon you in the name of the Son of David, Lord Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, our great Savior. We call upon you in the name of Him, our Captain of our salvation. We call upon you tonight to give honor, praise, thanksgiving, and worship in thy holy name. Do unto the same for thy Son, honor the Son of the honor of the Father. Lord, enable us to worship tonight. Give us hearts to worship. My brother has already asked, so let's do it again, that you would let our hearts and minds watch us tonight and remind us what we do for the 1 hour of this. This is by glory. This is where we get our peace and our comfort. This is how we encourage ourselves and our God. We ask that you would walk just a little while, keep back all the cares of his life, keep the child of the air, keep the evil ones and him with us in this day of work. We pray for these every day. We pray for our sister Juanita and her sorrow. Be with her and with her good testimony and care and glory and all. Pray for Garnet, pray to comfort her, for wisdom and others, Garnet and others. Be with us tonight to pray in Christ's name. Let's sing a great hymn that filled the year well with this. So we're on the 411. 411 here. Conquering now and still to conquer. All I'd like to see, if you want to go out and fight, or at least follow me, I'll get 411.
Oh.
must be looked at two ways. This is a true story, a real story, the story of a man named David. David was a saint, believer. It's the story, it's the struggle, how God delivered him from it. But more importantly, this is the story of the Son of David, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And both of these stories are possible. We want to look briefly at the story both ways. Here's David's story, true story, our story. This is our story. Now we've seen, we saw Sunday, how that David got himself in this mess. David, through his own unbelief and sin, got himself and others in a terrible mess, a terrible trouble, but only God could get him out of it. And the Lord did this. The way the Lord did this was not the way that David would have done, but the Lord did it by turning everything and everyone against him. To show him, the reason the Lord did that was to show him that a zig wag is not your continuing city. It's not where you belong. Not the people you belong with, these Philistines and all that. You belong back in Jerusalem. And that's where you're going to be someday, God's people. God's people. And so it is with God's people, all of God's people. Our Lord said to all of his people, this is a promise, this is not a possibility. They're a promise. He said, in this world you shall have tribulation. He said, a man's enemy, that is a believer, his enemy shall be those of his own household. So don't be surprised. Our Lord said, marvel not, brethren, if the world hates the world. And they all turned against him. He said, blessed are you, rather, when men shall persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name, but your flesh. Why? Because that makes you like that, don't you say? And the Lord tells all of his people that we will have tribulation because we're not of this world. We're looking for another. We have here no continuing city, so the people that live here will be on time here. This is God's way of keeping us conscious of this truth, that we're not staying here. That's the truth. Maybe we can pass the truth to the fact. We stay too long. He shouldn't even have been there. Sometimes, as in the case of David here, sometimes according to God's wisdom and his purpose, certain people, his people, must go through great trials to learn great lessons, to prepare them with a great preparation for great things. Like this. And he just came back to Ziklag out of trouble. You remember that story, Sunday? The Lord delivered him from building something that would draw great reproach on him. The Lord got him out of that trouble, didn't he? Well, that is trouble for us. Now he's in for the greatest trial of his life. He's in his late 20s, my man. He's in for the greatest trial of his life. He comes home, and the enemy, the Amalekites, have destroyed the city that he lived in. Pretty short. Have taken his wives away, and all of his children, and all of his earthly possessions. Does this sound familiar? Something's going on there. True story. And it says in our text here, in Ephesians, read that with me. Verse 4 said, David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept. That means they cried and wept out loud until they had no more power. Have you ever wept in that way? They had no more power. It's a true story. I keep saying that. It's a true story. It's a real man. Real sin. Real trouble, real sorrow, grace with the Spirit. There's been grace with the Spirit come. Never be down. What's he going to do, man? What's that going to do? Where's my time? When you get so far down, as far down as you can go, where are you going to live? Oh, Lord, he wrote, I don't know when he wrote Psalm 121, but he said, I will lift up my eyes and do it. From this covenant, my help is coming from the Lord. David, it says, encouraged himself in the Lord's wisdom. David did like Job did. He worshiped. After everything was taken from him, it took one reason. Eli, everyone knows when it came to Eli with that terrible news, his son, he said, what did he say? It's the Lord. They do what seems to. And they came to Job and told him all that. He's true. After message after message after message was coming. But it was a fit that can't be in him. That's all I can have. And then he worked it. He said, the Lord gave. And the Lord is with him. God. The Lord told Isaiah, I, the Lord, do all these things. And he told him to tell his people, he tells them this, see now, see there, but I, even I, me, I kill, I live the life. I want, I raise up my cast man. I, the Lord, do all these things. I am the Lord, and I am your Lord. So David encouraged himself, and the Lord gives them. And look at verse 7. David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son. Now Abiathar was no stranger to trouble. You remember his story? Huh? You remember Abiathar's story? His dad Ahimelech was one of the 80 that Saul had slaughtered. He's no stranger to trouble. He said, okay. Good place to be there. And he said to Abiathar, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. The ephod was what the priest wore. And I pray, David said, bring him. And he brought thither to David, the ephod, and David inquired at the Lord. David's going to seek the Lord. David's going to seek the Lord. What shall I do? He asked the Lord. What shall I do? Shall I pursue that district? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered him. Thou shalt. He said, pursue. Pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them. And without faith, was done wrong. And he encouraged himself in the Lord his God, that the Lord has done all this. According to his infinite wisdom and his purpose, he's done all this to him. And he brought himself into this mess, so he was getting what he felt like he deserved, yet the Lord did it according to his purpose, so it wouldn't have happened. Even David's fall into sin was the Lord's purpose, right? Can't blame the Lord, but you can encourage yourself in the Lord. That even our sins, somehow, raises the devil of all with the Lord Jesus Christ from Calvary's tree. And his greatest sin. God gave him. David argued that his greatest sin was Bathsheba. What came out of that? A great sorrow occurred, but afterward, a great time. So, is that the Lord's will? Well, David said, what shall I do? And the Lord said, pursue, thou shalt recover all. So David lost everything, but the Lord reassured him. The Lord reassured him, saying he would get it all back. You lost it all. You got yourself in this bed, and that's why all this has happened. But I'm reassuring you, I'm telling you right now, you're going to get it all back. I'm going to get it all back. And the scripture says, in Adam all died. Every one of us is sons of Adam. We're sinners. We're sinners. And we reap pretty closely, our shed is a little bit, and with it, the tires and all the tops. We don't stand up here and stuff. We're from there. But Adam all died, Everything we own, everybody we know. You know that? Everything we own for God. It's all corrupt, it's all rotten, it's all died. Everything we love is going to die. And Adam all died. He lost it all in the garden. He lost it all. Can you imagine Adam? Can you imagine Adam's sorrow? Do you know how long Adam lived after walking in the garden? Huh? No, we don't. The Lord took him out of paradise in perfect communion with the Lord. He had no trouble, no sorrow, no sin. The Lord took him out and said, "What about him? What about that? Why did I do that?" And then he went over and saw his son, brain crashing out, and he said, "Why have I been blaming himself?" Isn't it? You know how long he must have wept? Days, months? He lost it all for that. Our deliverer, our redeemer. Yes, the Redeemer is going to get it all back. Move. Move it all. Hey, homie. Don't show up here anymore. The Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I really want to encourage you in the Lord and our God. The Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at his soul. That's why this is written. Story of Christ and David and the story of sin. Now, the story of Christ is just this, that the sons of God, the men of Adam, Eve, the wives of Christ, the bride of Christ, were all taken captive by sin, all taken captive by Satan, the enemy, all in the world. Written in the world, that all in fear of death and subject to bondage. All of them. You ever wonder why the Lord Jesus Christ wept at Lazarus' tomb? He came to the tomb of his dear friend Lazarus, with whom he ate bread constantly, sat and held many days and nights on the end of pleasant conversation with his beloved brother Lazarus. And Martha and Mary. What a good time they enjoyed together. And now the Lord comes to the tomb and buries his Lazarus, laying in that grave 10 days before them. And it says he wept. Shortest verse in the scriptures. They said, "Behold, how you are." Yeah. Why is he weeping? Because all is lost, because he's in distress, because nothing to do, no. Everyone who might want to wait for that, yes, he's a lost. You know, he loves him, and he lost that communion for a while. But he wept because of what sin had brought upon this human race. What it all comes down to, what sin has brought upon this human race, a way of looking. There it is, for another person. I just went back in the nursing home, and he wanted a reminder of where it all comes down, what sin has done to the human race, still to the nursing home. It's a good thing to do. Sight, sound, smell. That's for somebody you love. Lord, like David, the Lord said unto his Lord, the Lord said unto my Lord, "Shall I go to earth? In the beginning, before, you know, God known unto God all his work from the beginning. He saw all this. He knew all this. He purposed all this. And with the Father, he said, shall I go to earth? Shall I pursue this truth? Shall I overtake them? God said, pursue. What else did he say? Thou shalt surely overtake them. Thou shalt surely, what was said of David is said of David's son. Thou shalt surely overtake them, overcome them, and without fail recover all. I'm sending you to earth. I'm giving you a people to say, I've chosen them. I've chosen them for the world to make. And I'm sending you their redeemer, their deliverer, to deliver them from captivity, to leave captivity captive, and to recover all. I'm sending, and thou shalt surely. Without faith, recover all. And I love, Isaiah 42, that great prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. I behold my servant, my elect. He said, he shall not fail, nor be discouraged. He wanted to be discouraged. The Lord never was at one time discouraged. He knew what he had to do, and he knew what he wanted. That way. That's our salvation. Now, when the Amalekites, listen to this, when the Amalekites and the enemies of the Lord took what belonged to David, listen to that. When they took what belonged to David, when they took David's wives and his children, they attacked David. And they attacked the wrong man now, buddy. When you attack David, you've attacked the wrong man. Now, if you'd have come to David for mercy, if you'd have come to David no matter what you've done, asking for mercy, I could pretty much guarantee Naboth is pretty bad. Naboth. Abigail. Whoever came to David for mercy, they came to the right man. He's a man after God's own heart. It doesn't matter what you've done, who you are, he's going to come to mercy. If you ask for it, but if you attack him, you can attack him. Now, this is a man's man. Everybody likes hero. Everybody wants a hero. I haven't seen one here. He is. Oh, he's got one. David is a man's man. A people's man. Man, you would want to come to the rescue with you if you were lost, wouldn't you? If somebody's taking you captive, who would you want to come out of you? David never lost anybody. Somebody to earth.
come on the earth to take his people, he sent a man. This is why our Jesus is so different from the eon of people. I don't know why anybody would call on him, but our Savior is a man. I need a man in the treatment of the world. Even Pilate can say that. Oh, the man. God sent the God man, strong man, man's man. Here it is. Without faith. He, Lord, who would not rest. David is not going to rest until they came to this brook. They went 600 from it, right? 200 of them were so faint they couldn't draw from it. He said, you stay there. The merciful man, the most 600, as the one who stayed behind, must get all of the ones. They all get saved. David thought that some others were bitter. That's right. This is David's poor. I invite you to count on the second word. But David couldn't rest until his job was finished, and neither did our Lord Jesus Christ. They told him often, Lord, eat something. He said, I am. You know, before the cross, our Lord didn't sleep for 7 days. He would not rest until his job was finished. He would not and could not be stopped by anything or anyone until he had recovered all. And then hanging on that cross, he undertook final work. I love the meeting that he had with Moses and Elijah. They had a meeting to discuss, to talk about the death he should accomplish. Who's death? Well, the death of death. The death of the prince of the power of death. Spiritual wickedness of my place. The death of death. His own death, yes, but that was fine. Well, look at verses 10 and 11. David took some men with him, 200 stayed behind. David took men with him. David pursued 400 men. And the Lord has had many men and angels whom he has used mightily now through the years. He sent men like Gideon and Joshua. All of them represented him. Every great man in Scripture represents the Lord Jesus. Whatever story you read about a great man, just go ahead and look at him as Christ. That's why they go over there. They use the Lord Jesus, though. He's done this yet. You read that book to me. What's this all about? We don't have too much time to do anything. But this young Egyptian, deserted slave, sick, he's left for dead. He's from the world, even. He's captive by this. He got sick and he's let it die for somebody else. Now, what do you think that scripture is? That's a whole message in itself, isn't it? It's still a young world thing. That's me. This is my story right here. This chapter 3 story of David's accomplishments. He finds Lee. He stopped there to stop 23. He didn't need to come in and tell him where to look. He's going to find. He's going to find. He's going to find his way. But the Lord wrote this story as a picture of you and me. But he stopped what he was doing, this great conqueror coming through, and he stopped what he was doing for this Egyptian. Feeding, watering. And this, he found and brought to David, and as we are found and brought to Christ, and fed and watered. And this young man asked David for mercy. David. He said, I'll sell everything. Not steal my goods. There's not a day out of the window. Oh, we'll do you ever. And he does. Have you ever done that mercy on? Oh, you probably have got to partake of the storms. Well, here comes Satan. Right? Here comes Satan. You look at Davis? We're talking about a man, buddy. A man, you can look up there. Here comes David. Here comes David. Verse 16. Look at it. When he brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad. These Amalekites were spread abroad on the earth. They were spread out all over the earth, as far as you can see, for all these Amalekites, these enemies of David. Eating and drinking and dancing and having a big time because of the spoil they got out of the land. Eating and drinking. Great spoil. Oh, we're in good shape now. Everything's wonderful. Look at what all we've got. And the more they drank, the more they ate, the more they mocked God. They knew who this was. Abigail told them. They had Abigail with them. They knew who this stuff this long to. They people in the world, you say, you Jesus a follower? You worship, you go to church, don't you? Where is your Lord? And they mocked him, Nancy. They mocked him. And I'll tell you what, he's watching the whole entire time. Sitting up on the hill. Can I say it that way, Mom? That's the way men say it. Huh? Somebody standing up on the hill watching them. Mocking! Fancy and laughing. He don't love them. This is a man's man. He doesn't love these God haters and these enemies of his. God is not showing them this. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. This is the Christ of the Christian. You attack this people, and you reject this Son, and you think you got away with it, and the whole world laughs and mocks, but he won't. Look at all the spoil we've got. Look at what we've taken. This is a true story. And what I just told you about Jesus Christ is a true story. He said heaven and earth are passed away. All these stories passed away. David is gone. All of this is gone. He said, not one word. The will I come. In the volume of the book is written there. I'm bring the sword. Ask the Lord. He'll show mercy in me. This guy was in on the attack. Wasn't he? He said, I was in on it. We burned Zip burn Ziklag. David should have took him out there and said, what's he doing here? That's the picture. Now look at it. So David, it says, David in verse 18, there was verse 17. David smote them from twilight even to the evening of the next day. There stayed not a man. Not one man stayed. Not one. That's too young. You reckon that's my character? You reckon he could have chased me? Better than all him. You reckon he could have. This is amazing. Good swimming. That's over $150. Is that a thing? Oh, it's and the Lord Jesus Christ. We have no idea how to understand this. This is why I always say this is not just religion we're talking about, it's a real person. Not religion here, it's not big words, it's just your doctrine, it's our doctrine, it's just what you believe, it's that this will be true. We're talking about a real person who lives on this planet named Jesus. Now, either it is or it is. Either what he says is true, he's either God or not. He's the biggest impostor in every living. Now, if he is God and everything he said is true, the world's been on earth. And we're in for a great blessing. The spoils of and I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. And he is. He is. That's why I live. John saw it and said, I live it was dead, not alive. Go back and tell my brother, I'm alive. Living in God. Like he said, I'm living in God. David referring himself to Psalm 42 and we're living in God. We worship the true and living in God. First son, brand new and good. I do 9 days. That is the greatest salvation. The ark is open. The door is open. The ark is open. I think during that last 7 days before the door closed, I'm convinced. I'm thoroughly convinced. We are. I'm thoroughly convinced. And they didn't smoke him, and not one of them escaped except what he allowed to escape. We meditate. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, Scripture says, he said, you say unto them, long before it even happened, he said, tell them, the war has come. He said, you comfort my people. What if somebody tells hold for their time, to come back together?
Thank you. God, we thank you for your word that does encourage us. No one, nothing is winning, but it. Thou hast won, thou hast accomplished all things. Victorious Lord, I tell you again. We encourage ourselves in faith. And Lord, we ask that you bring this back to mind when we walk out in the world and somebody sees that. Bring this back to mind that thou art God over all. You, Lord, you are the Lord. Know the great trial of whatever come our way. Let us worship to you and encourage ourselves. It is all said and done, and we gather for this. And that's great. Marriage supper. Until Christ comes, we see you again in this house.